Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to plan your breaks. When you're working remotely, or even just working flexibly, you have more autonomy over your hours. You can set a schedule that maximizes your productivity and your enjoyment of work and life. A big part of that is figuring out optimal times for breaks. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, I don't take breaks, or even if you're thinking, I don't need breaks, well, think again. Traditional offices are distracting places. Breaks happen there, whether we seek them out or not. And breaks aren't a bad thing. We can all recall being completely stumped by something. Talk to a colleague about the weather, drive home, go for a run, or cook dinner, and boom, there's the solution. Once we ease up the pressure to solve the problem, it seems to solve itself. Breaks can do that. When you're working from home, it pays to be intentional about building in breaks, since casual interactions in your workplace won't create the breaks for you. Many people like to have a rough template to follow most days so that they don't have to plan their days from scratch. Over the years, I've noticed that some schedules work better for optimizing energy than others. As you think about your time, aim to work in 2 to 3 hour chunks, punctuated by 15 to 20 minute breaks, with one slightly longer break for lunch or a workout. So, for example, maybe you start your day around 8:30 a.m. Take a 10:30 coffee break to FaceTime with a friend, work until 12:45 when you get ready, and then go for a 30-minute run. Then take a 3:30 break for a hearty snack. Or maybe you like to get up early and seize the day. You work from 6:30 to 9:30 a.m., break to eat breakfast with the college students who are now home with you, work until 1, and then eat lunch with them, and break around 4 p.m. to walk the dog. Whatever your specific template, aim to make at least one break physical and one break social. Both exercising and socializing boost energy. If the weather is nice, it's good to get outside too. Chat with a friend by phone as you walk around the block or do a yoga video with a family member. All of these are great ideas. But here's what's not a great idea: thinking you don't need breaks and then finding yourself around 3 p.m. reading the same email 5 times in a row. Then you get an alert on your phone letting you know that a friend posted a photo on Facebook. You go check it out, read other posts, and wow, is it time for my 4 p.m. call already? When you don't take real breaks, your brain takes fake breaks, ones that consume time, but aren't actually energizing. Better to enjoy the real deal. Of course, some people who work from home like to use breaks as opportunities to tackle life maintenance tasks. 15 minutes here and there can afford you a chance to keep the laundry moving, to do some dinner prep, or to weed a small flower bed. As long as you're getting some activity and maybe some sunshine, these can be okay. Just make sure that these tasks stay within specific time limits. As with email and web surfing, housework can expand to fill all available space. And if it feels too much like drudgery, well, then you won't feel rejuvenated, which is the point of a break. What's your approach to breaks? Have you tried anything memorable lately? I'd love to hear about it. You can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.